Unalaska is the last stop on the 12-day cruise, which started in Adak, went west along the Aleutian chain to Attu, and then back again, visiting important World War II sites along the way.
So I'm sure you know that we got bombed by the Japanese military June 3rd and 4th, 1942, here in Dutch Harbor.
That's Bobby LeKenoff.
Every soldier here in Fort Mears was ordered to dig X amount of feet of trench line. That's what that jagged line is on the hillside right in front of us.
Although Valor Tours offers over 20 military history expeditions every year, trip leader John Klo says that this tour was the first of its kind.
This is obviously hard to get to place, and then, you know, it had to overcome a lot of logistical problems.
But Klo, a retired World War II historian, was so set on making the tour a reality that he even helped to finance it by paying several thousand dollars for his own spot as trip leader. He says that it's important to keep telling the story of World War II in the Aleutians, a piece of history often referred to as the Forgotten War.
I bought a book for World War II for dummies, and it didn't even have anything about the Aleutians. It kind of gets ignored. Everybody thinks Normandy and Iwo Jima, and, you know, forgot that there was a second bloodiest battle of the war was fought up here in the Pacific.
As important as it may be to keep the history of the Aleutians alive, it takes a certain kind of person to leave their books at home and embark on this kind of expedition. Passenger Sue Ellen Wright Novak says you have to be ready to rough it, just like the soldiers did 70 years ago.
You would have your tall rubber boots on, your extra tufts or whatevers, and you would be crawling over muskeg and sinking into the terrain. A lot of places had big rocks that you had to crawl over, and it just brought the whole thing to life, really did.
Novak is the executive director of the Alaska Veterans Museum in Anchorage. She says that for her, being out on the islands, especially Attu, was an almost mystical experience.
The winds speak to you. And one of the things that they ask is, tell our story. Don't let us be forgotten, tell our story.
Of the nine people on the cruise, many were historians, interested in seeing with their own eyes the places that they had spent their lives writing about. Most of the travelers were also from Alaska. But there were a few people on the trip who had no prior connection to the Aleutians at all.
My husband got me coming for our 40th wedding anniversary gift. Hey!
That's Kim Keltner. She and her husband, a self-declared history buff, are from Missouri, and joined the trip simply to bring to life an obscure chapter of history. Tour leader John Klo says he's confident that there are plenty of others out there like the Keltners.
I'm sure that there are the millions of people in the United States, people who really want to go on this tour. They've seen everything else. They want to see the Aleutians. Just a matter of connecting with them.
Klo already has the date set for next year's trip, and he hopes that people will continue to be interested in what it has to offer, namely good memories and an education. In Unalaska, I'm Audrey Carlson.